George's mother was very poor. Instead of having bright, blazing fires in winter, she had nothing to burn but dry sticks, which George picked up from under the trees and hedges. One fine day in July, she sent George to the woods, which were about 2 miles from the village in which she lived. He was to stay there all day to get as much wood as he could collect. It was a bright, sunny day, and George worked very hard, so that by the time the sun was high, he was hot and wished for a cool place where he might rest and eat his dinner. While he hunted about the bank, he saw among the moss some fine wild strawberries, which were a bright scarlet with ripeness.
"How good these will be with my bread and butter," thought George,
and lining his little cap with leaves, he set to work eagerly to gather all he could find, and then seated himself by the brook. It was a pleasant place, and George felt happy and contented. He thought how much his mother would like to see him there, and to be there herself, instead of in her dark, close room in the village. George thought of all this, and just as he was lifting the first strawberry to his mouth, he said to himself,
"How much mother would like these!"
And he stopped and put the strawberry back again.
"Shall I save them for her?" said he, thinking how much they would refresh her, yet still looking at them with a longing eye.